What's that hymn that ends, or something, one of those, some of the words, God in three persons, Holy Trinity? What is
it? Holy,
holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, this is Trinity Sunday. And that song has just been going through my, thank you. It's just been going through my head as I've been thinking about the Trinity. So, what is the Trinity? Well, it's on the church calendar as Trinity Sunday. It's the first Sunday after Pentecost, and we recognize Pentecost as the coming of the Holy Spirit and the birthday of the church. But it's a hard thing to think about God in three persons, Blessed Trinity. How can that be? You want me to explain it to you? I can't. I just can't. It's something that, it's one of the mysteries of the faith. So you can use a lot of analogies. Now, you used one long time ago. Anybody ever used 3-in-1 oil? We don't think much of that anymore, but 3-in-1 oil is always an important oil to have around. She would put it on her clippers, her shears, when she cut hair. 3-in-1 oil. Three different purposes, one oil. So then you think, well, maybe if you take water and you freeze water, you get ice. You put water on the stove to make tea and you get steam. It's still water with three different distinct purposes. So we think about God and how he came to us. And we know God the Father. We know Jesus the Son, because he was revealed to us in human flesh. And then he said, well, I got to go home to be with Daddy, so we'll send you the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter. So how can it be that God's in three persons, Blessed Trinity? Well, the revealing of God the Father, God the Son, and then the Holy Spirit comes and lives within us. Because think about us humans. We are triune beings. We are body, mind, and soul. And our soul is our intellect and our mind. We know about our mind. It can help us in a lot of things, but it can screw us up too. And the bad thing about our mind is that the devil likes to lie to you and said that he can read your mind. He can't. He can play tricks on your mind, but he can't read your mind. Only God knows your heart and knows your mind. So it's a doctrine in the church. It's been around. You can get a lot of controversy over it. I tend to believe in the triune God. But if you don't believe in the triune God, as long as you accept and receive Christ into your life, believe in your heart that Jesus raised from the dead, you'll be saved. So it's one of those doctrines like the rapture. I tend to believe in a doctrine called the rapture, but it's me. If you don't believe in it, that's okay. Someday we'll find out. So in the meantime, I'd rather hang on to that hope that Jesus said he would protect us from all the trials and tribulations in this earth. So if that's the case, then we shouldn't have to go through the tribulation period. That Jesus will take the church out of here. But as long as the Holy Spirit's here, the church is always going to be here. Anyhow, I could go on and on and on. But just be glad. I love the buts and ends. Just be glad that you serve a God that loved you so much, that he came to earth in the form of a human like you and I, and took all the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary. Now, they knew, the disciples, that there couldn't be forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. But they didn't know that God was going to provide the sacrifice. And he did, Jesus. And then the devil said, ha, I got that old boy, that's the end of that. Put him in the grave, no more. Ho! And 3 days later, he rose. Seen by many for 40 days. And then he ascended into heaven and promised to come back. So we have hope. I like to call it the blessed hope, because without the blessed hope, then we wouldn't have any hope, and we'd be miserable if we didn't have hope. So trust and obey. There's no other way. All right.